Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, another day, another week to hustle and shine, another week to live in your purpose under God's love. Hustling and shining live from the Brian and Kruber Studios. Brian be shining. I'm reporting live. D, what's up?
It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 78. Currently, it is 63 at Swope.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Onion Ring Day? You like onion rings?
I do. I'm a big onion ring fan. What do you come up with these days, bro?
I can't get you with onion rings.
But oh, okay. Yeah. More for me.
Yeah.
We got Mayor Quinn Lucas. I'm pretty sure he likes onion rings. We got him coming up at 7:38. That conversation is going to be interesting this morning with my questions.
Yeah. Also, TMG goes down at your 23s. Jermaine Dupri shares how he fumbled Ludacris. And over Father's Day weekend, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, shakes the internet over breaking down the difference between a baby father and a father.
Ha-ha. Let's ruffle some feathers this morning, man. Another Maniac Monday right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
On rare occasions, your words can be convincing. Much more often, pretty much all the time, it's your actions that convince others of what you value. When words and actions contradict, actions always win. People know who you are by what you do, no matter what you may say otherwise. But it's not only the visible and obvious actions that define you in the eyes of others, it's also the things you do when no one is looking. Even when there are no other witnesses, you always know what you're doing. And your repeated actions affect who you are in ways impossible to hide. Though no one else may be watching, you're watching. And what you see builds the genuine character people pick up on when they do encounter you. You cannot evade the truth of who you are, so it's essential to make that truth the best it can be. Always act as if others are watching, and when they do watch, they'll be pleased with what they see. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:23 on your time. It is a high of 77. Currently, it is 61 at the KU Med Center. Big Sean speaks on one of the things a mother should tell her black son.
One of the things they would always tell me, like, even when I got my license, my mom was like, make sure, like, you wear your hat to the front. You know, when the police officer, if you get pulled over, make sure you have both hands on the wheel, you know. And these are things that a mother should tell a black man in America, especially in a city like Detroit, you know.
Absolutely, 100%. It was more my grandma and my second mama doing that for me. I know one of the things my grandma was saying was always keep a quarter in your pocket. And that was because, well, it's a little different, but always keep a quarter with the phone calls that you had to make back then.
Yeah, okay.
You could just go to a phone booth and have a quarter, and then you can make a phone call. So y'all know, no cell phones, no GPS, no camera phones, none of that.
What a time. I mean,
yeah,
I got the back end of that on my childhood, but the part I remember more was like the MapQuest being printed out, which was so ridiculous to me because with the road closures, mugs pulling up to a place like, wait, this wasn't here. I printed this out a day ago, baby. You should have printed it out today.
Yeah. And another thing with my grandma, too, She's from Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So she was born in 1929. So just think about the era that she grew up in, pre-civil rights.
Yeah, right? South, yeah.
So she was always telling me to be respectful to police. Yes, sir, no, sir, whatever. You know, and that type of thing, you know. Some people don't abide by that these days, you know what I'm saying? And they will frown upon that. But yeah, to his point, yeah, listen to your elders, especially the wise
elders.
Yeah, and the black women in your life, because they care about you the most. Yeah. To be honest with you.
Switching gears over to Deion Sanders. Happy Father's Day. I hope all the fathers had a great day. My dad, I think he had a good time. He chilled. He didn't do too much. But Deion Sanders explained the difference between fathers and baby daddies.
See, fathers are there. Fathers provide. Baby daddies provoke. Fathers, they listen. Baby daddies sometimes get loud. Fathers are those men that God has ordained to make sure that you feel secure.
Yeah, he was in his bag. He was in his preaching bag. So, shout out to Pastor Sanders.
You ain't lying, bro.
Nah, he ain't, man. I mean, I'm saying it's a big difference between baby daddies and actual fathers who step in and spend the time and know that it's more than you just spending money and just being on FaceTime. They have to know how you smell. Right. They got to know how you think. Mm. You have to be influenced by your father's wisdom and knowledge and discipline and decision making and everything that you do. That's why having both mother and father there with you at all times is so important.
Yeah. Shout out to the fathers over the weekend. Hope you all had a great weekend. And if you're trying to celebrate again this week, do your big one. I know that's right.
It's your girl Elena Page, and I am up hustling and shining on Hot 103.
A busy, great weekend, D. Kicked off Friday with the Kansas City Defender Juneteenth cookout. I love what they do for our communities.
Yeah, I saw the videos of them hooping on the court because they did a whole basketball tournament, too. I'm so sad I wasn't able to stop by, but it looked beautiful.
I love the KC Defender and what they do, man. They are definitely an organization that's down for the community. Mm-hmm.
Big love to them.
Shout out to Mixed by Mills. She's at the Strawberry Hill Historic District over in KCK, slanging them delicious pineapple cocktails. And while that was going on, or before that was going on, you was at AutoZone. Zoom.
Oh, yeah. We was posted up. Our cousins were zooming in and zooming out. But, yeah, I definitely see several of our cousins got something new over the weekend. So, congratulations to all those new car owners.
I'm driving a Bentley Bentayga.
Oh, every now and then, you need to get you something new. Let's pull up at AutoZone. They get you together.
And then we headed over to Juneteenth.
Yes.
Woo. Man, that was I had fun.
Yeah, it was
at
fun.
At Juneteenth.
Yeah.
I loved it, man. Yeah. Common came.
He was freestyling and everything. He was doing his big one.
Yeah. Akeem Ali.
Yep.
I think he stole the show.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think people...
It's the swagger. I'm just telling you. It's this vibe.
Like, people did not know. I did not know what to fully expect.
Yeah, I know.
But the jams that he had and the way he flipped it, his choreo, it was crazy, man. It's an old school work that the man has that's going to translate, I feel like, into something really big for him.
So, yeah. Major shout out to Key for organizing the 15th annual Juneteenth Heritage Festival. We appreciate you so much and all you do for the community, Key.
Today is National Leave Key the Hell Alone Day because...
Oh, she tired. I know.
That lady be going through it the past, I would say... Probably at the beginning of the year till like now.
Yeah.
That's her like, let's get to it.
Yeah, you see her on that ATV. Move.
Boy, look, you better get out the way. So, Key, we love and appreciate you for real so much. Thank you for keeping Juneteenth in Kansas City. And then yesterday, last night, that's why D got the little ruffle voice this morning.
It's a little raspy.
she's at the no request party.
Yeah. Shout out to Reed Monarch. Yeah, we did it again. It was a good vibe. Beautiful people. Great cocktails. And, you know.
Oh.
That's a little bit of it. You know, it was just a nice little vibe.
Okay,
you going to have to stop by next time.
Yeah, I'm gonna slide through again.
We're going to run it back 4th of July weekend. So,
oh, boy.
So that Sunday, you need to come on.
Fireworks put your
PTO in for Monday.
All right, we ain't going to work.
No, I mean, we ain't coming in. What you mean?
Hey, shout out to Stark Coffee Company. They had the local coffee company here in Kansas City. They, and I don't even drink coffee like that, but they had a delicious little espresso martini. Yeah,
you liked it?
Oh, it was great.
Really?
It was good. Yeah, you know.
I'm going to have to try it then, because we get there. We don't like coffee at all.
Right. It's your boy, Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
So you take watermelon.
I mean, but that's not what she's talking about.
What's she talking about?
You don't know what that was? Remember, that was a whole big thing when that song came out.
I want you to explain it.
I'm not. Google it yourself. Get on ChatGPT and talk to him.
Do I need earmuffs for this?
You might. Ow. That's why when you said that, I'm like, oh. He getting spicy on a Monday.
Hot 103 Jams is making you 103 days of summer hotter with Hot Summer Cash. Listen, Monday through Friday to win Kansas Lottery, Wild Cash, Instant Scratch Tickets. It's your chance to win up to $125,000. Yeah. On Hot 103 Jams. Can you dig it?
Jumping off that porch.
I did. I don't know why. Can you dig it?
Yeah, that was crazy. I'm gonna take that. That's a good clip, though. I like that.
So, Kansas City Police Department, D, is asking people who attend FIFA Fan Festival to stop doing this one thing. Issued a warning Saturday asking fans to stop stashing bags around the festival grounds. Hmm? So a clear bag policy is in effect at Fan Fest.
Okay.
Just like for matches at Arrowhead, Kansas City Stadium, the police department said people are showing up with regular bags. They are then stashing the bags around festival grounds to pick up later.
They leaving their actual bags?
Well, they're walking, you know, two miles.
Which is a point. So. I've seen a couple tourists literally arguing with people saying, y'all didn't say this because I just walked here. I Ubered here. What am I supposed to do? And they weren't wrong.
Yeah, so when they told they can't take them inside, you know, they put them around the festival grounds. So this issue is turning into a headache and a safety concern for police. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, read the rules and read all of that before you go into these places, because they are strict with an extra capital S.
I wouldn't be leaving my bag nowhere, but I get it. If you bugs find a nice little spot under something, be like, oh, ain't nobody gonna see this.
That's gotta be tough, though. You coming from out of town and you want to carry certain things with you, and you're walking, and it's like, man.
I hate that clear
bag
stuff.
Ladies with the purses.
I've never done the clear bag ever. I can't do it.
VIPD?
Nah, okay. Once I'm here, hey.
What?
I'm here. Like, I'm just saying the same thing. When I get here, I know Fan Festival's different. It's going to be more strict. I will come with a clear bag for that.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
Love to all the cousins that's tapping at Hot 103 Jams app. Thank you for listening to Hustle and Shine. Mm-hmm. And shout out to the cousins that's tapping in on the stream. You can look at us live from the Brown and Kruber Studios on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Just search Hot 103 Jams. And, of course, you're doing it the old school way. You're out there driving. Ooh, on Bruce R. Watkins, we know it's jam-packed this morning, y'all. And we know you're out there running late on I-70 by Blue Springs, head towards Independence. It is okay, cousins. And shout out to those stuck in the downtown loop. Be patient and be kind and share a little grace today and love. And wherever you are, however you tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning, thank you for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We gonna start with the text line. It's been thumping. Big love and a shout out to Slim Nicety, one of our cousins. Slim sending a big love, saying I've been over every obstacle that has came my way, jumped every hurdle, and still climbing my way to success. That's Amen. All I love that. We with you when you right, cousin.
Be the a testimony.
Hello, the Kirkwood and Solomon family. Big love to Kathy Brown for going out of her way to make sure her kids and grandkids are on point. She most definitely goes out of her way to make sure the whole family is good. So big love to you, Kathy, that was sent over from E. Big love to Dwight, JL, Jackson, Grand Rising, overall to the town. Indy, what it do? Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin. Today starts the celebration of Anastasia's birthday week. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
we about to
cancer
kick it for you.
Season.
You know it. Rich Harris. Sending us love and saying happy Monday. Hope everyone is safe after this weekend. Shout out to the Variable Vikings? I hope I got that right, cousin. I told you, if you got a beautiful, unique name, go ahead and throw in that pronunciation. Help your favorite cousin out.
Appreciate all the cousins that are sending us texts through. Got one of our cousins from the 816 sending some love as well. Send us your name next time so we can give you some special love. Well, appreciate you always tapped in. Brandon Blake on the Twitter side, the Facebook side, probably got a Twitch too.
And a YouTube live side.
All of that.
My dog.
All in one.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
727 on your time, high up 77. Yeah. Currently it is 62 in Grandview. Producer Jermaine Dupri speaks on how he should have trusted his gut when it came to Ludacris.
I took Ludacris music to my office. I'm here, I'm gonna let my employees work today. And I played Ludacris music and everybody was like, nah. And I was like, nah. And they was like, nah, JD, don't sign him. He ain't gonna work. Everybody giving me the
wow.
Damn, What's Your Fantasy came out. This what y'all told me not to do.
Yikes.
Yeah, it be like that sometimes, you know.
I think that worked out fine, though.
It did for everybody.
Yeah, it really did. Singer Joe, he actually breaks down the story behind his iconic album cover for My Name Is Joe.
When he on the elbow?
Yeah, he was leaning on that elbow.
That's one of those photos I hate the most. When I was doing the shoot, when he asked me to lean back, I'm like, this is mad uncomfortable. I could have said at the end of the day, nah, I don't like that photo. But everybody else loved it. That was kind of canceled me out.
Yeah, not my favorite Joe album.
Really? Yeah. What was yours? Let me guess. It was the 1997?
Yeah, it was just called Joe, I think.
Oh, okay. No, I'm thinking about that one. I think I like the, what is it, All That I Am? I
feel like All Morgan, That I Am.
Well, Good Girls is on that one, of course.
Yeah, that's the one right there, That I Am. Well, I'm tripping. We played that album to obliteration in my car. That, the Maxwell album, the John B. album,
it went
Cool
Relax, platinum, huh?
from 97 to 98, like, that's all, and next, that's all we listen to.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
This is Marquita Miller-Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103. James.
It's Monday. You know we got to tap in with our 50-50 elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, Mayor Lucas, more than 2 hours after a successful Juneteenth celebration on 18th and Vine on Friday, one person was killed and five others were injured in a shooting. The frustrating part for many Kansas Cityans is that we've been having this same conversation for years with 18th and Vine. When violence became a recurring problem in Westport, we saw increased presence, control access points, and significant security investments. Many people are asking why 18th and Vine, one of Kansas City's most important cultural and historic districts, hasn't received that same level of protection. Straight up, what is the city's plan to make sure that people can enjoy 18th and Vine without worrying about becoming the next victim of violence?
You know, I think early indications are that you had two rival parties engage in a shootout, and then too many people had guns, and that was kind of what incurred from there. I think that, you know, I got a few different critiques, the first of which is going to be first on the assailants themselves. They know what they're doing. They keep acting a fool. They make it so we have nowhere that we can hang out or connect in this city. Whether it's 76th and Truce, 18th and Vine, parts of downtown, you see it again and again. And so the blame, first of all, goes on the assailants that continue to be a part of it. I do think you see a difference. Now, the difference in Westport is that you have business owners themselves. Same story with the Plaza that have invested mightily in off-duty KCPD and district security personnel. I think you need to see more of it. I do wonder if you had a police car, maybe even with lights on, at the corner of 18th and Vine, at the corner of 19th and Vine. Does that start to make a difference? That's something we're going to look into to see if you even need more presence with it. But, you know, there are going to be a few steps. One, we need people to stop acting a fool. You can't bring your guns, get in a shootout, try to resolve things in the way you do. Second, we do need to make sure that there is always that visible presence. So at least you may not stop the shooting, but you know there's accountability, there are consequences. Right now, these people are acting with impunity. You don't feel like there are. And then finally, I think what we need to do is continue our investment. But to those who say this is because y'all don't invest anything, that's anything but the case. $20 million at the garage down the street, $8 million on the street itself at 18th and Vine, $3 million into the American Jazz Museum, I think another $1 million plus into the Boom Theater. We continue to put real money there. We need to make sure that all of our neighbors, all of our cousins appreciate it.
But Mayor Lucas, specifically, I want to, the Westport access points, I think that deters a lot of things from coming into to that area. Like, what is stopping that from happening, that same security point happening at 18th and Vine?
Westport's security point came from the demands of local business owners. So I'm happy to talk to Juke House, talk to Smacks, talk to everybody who's there in the area. And if they're inclined to start that sort of thing, I don't mind it. Y'all know I'm ready to shut down some streets, right? I'm trying to shut down parts of the plaza, making sure that people can actually walk through safely. So whether it's 1 a.m. in the morning or in the middle of the afternoon so my kids and I can walk around safely, that's something I would love to explore. I want the business owners to be part of it with us.
Mayor Lucas, we've heard from some of those local businesses that say that they haven't seen the World Cup economic impact that they quite expected. Some pointing fingers at the city or even FIFA. Does the responsibility fall on the business owners themselves to market and create experiences that attract visitors? What is your point of view with this conversation?
Deanna, you're trying to get me in trouble in the morning. I'm going to just say this, that I think most of... Look, we're going to continue to try to lift up more and more businesses. I've been to a lot. I've seen more crowds. I was watching the news last night. Mm-hmm. Had a bunch of Ecuadorians walking around 18th and Vine.
I saw
at
that.
Juneteenth, mm-hmm. Right? I mean, so people are getting out there. What I would encourage anybody to do is to try to make sure your business, your stuff is out as much as possible. Y'all know good and darn well, I'm out everywhere. Part of that is a hustle, and I'm not trying to sell anything. I guess I'm always trying to market the city. So I do think it's important for people to get out there as best they can. A lot of those news stories of the World Cup being a failure were news stories that happened before or after even the first match was played. Right. I mean, I think that we are seeing more progress, and Lord knows I'm seeing waiters, waitresses, some bars, some entertainment districts that are packed. So keep posting on your Twitch, which I don't even know what that is exactly, your TikTok, Instagram, everything else, to make sure you're getting out there. But we're going to try to promote you too, and I'm going to keep going to businesses. If y'all can't find anybody, text me, call me directly, post on my Facebook. Don't just talk about potholes. Invite me to Please. Your business. Y'all know I'll come up, shake hands, and be a part of it all.
We're talking to our 50-50 elected mayor on this Good Monday, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, Mayor Lucas, Missouri's abortion debate is once again headed towards the courts and potentially back to the voters. While Kansas City's authority in this area is limited by state law, many women here are feeling uncertainty about their health care options and what comes next. From the city's perspective, what resources, protections, or avenues of support are available to Kansas City women navigating those changes? And how can local leaders help people understand their rights and options while these legal battles continue?
So let me tell you, step one, I'm going to continue to fight for the rights of all of our people in Kansas City, particularly women and families facing important healthcare decisions. It's not my business. It's not anybody else's business, how you look to make sure you can take care of your own health care, your family's health care. That's between you, your family, your physician, your medical provider, and that's the sort of thing we're going to continue to fight for. Kansas City will continue to be active in litigation in every place it can to do it. For those looking for counseling, Uzazi Village in the core of our city is an important resource. We care a lot about Black maternal health in particular. We continue to see higher rates of infant mortality among Black women in Kansas City. We continue to see less neonatal care for Black children. And so we are trying to make sure that we do even more. So look, what I'm going to do is fight for the best healthcare outcomes of everybody. I think Missouri needs to get out of people's business. I'm proud of Jackson County Circuit Court Judge Jerry Zhang for her decision. And I hope that we continue to stand up for the rights of people. But look, whether you are Black, you are a woman, you are queer in our community, regardless, Kansas City, Missouri will continue to fight for your rights, standing against the onslaught of what we see at the federal level. And here's, by the way, everybody talks about Trump. It's what's happening at our state level every day that has more challenge to us. We'll continue to fight as long as I'm around for another 13, 14 months.
I was going to switch gears real quick. Tunisia and the Netherlands on the 25th. Or are you rooting for either country, or are you out of it?
Look, let me tell you something. I'm proud of my... Kira Salvins. I don't know if you saw them kicking it this last weekend.
They
my good
it.
Island friends. They were wonderful. I enjoyed spending time with them. I'm going to their island. Y'all can put me on the news for it. I'm going to do it anyway. But now let me say this. Tunisia and the Netherlands. You know what? I'm just looking for a good match. Always have some love for brothers and sisters from Africa, particularly, you know, different parts that I haven't been to yet. That being said, I know the Netherlands has a team that represents the world too. So I'm looking forward to a good match. Everybody spend money. I went to my local LC's after being at the stadium the other day. So just get out there and celebrate it. Enjoy it.
Wise words from Tom Brady's best friend, Mary Quinn Lucas.
Oh,
I like Tom Brady though. He's, you know, he's great.
That's a great friend to have. I respect the game, but y'all saw, I didn't say he was a quarterback. I said he was an entrepreneur. I ain't here for his football. I'm here for his money. So glad he's investing, KC.
Have a good one. Continue to be a blessing, Mayor Lucas.
All right, y'all. Take care.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
824 on your time, high of 79, and currently it is 62 in the River Market. For decades, we've heard the stories of artists fighting to regain ownership of the music that they created. Now, Ashanti is adding her name to that conversation.
I'm in the process. You know, of course I'm not finished. You know, as an artist, you know, I need to tweak this a little bit. I'm still working on everything.
Right.
But, you know, I feel like I could play a little something just so we could see, you know, so y'all could see where I'm at with it.
So it's been about 20 years or so, but Ashanti is working on re-recording her self-titled debut so that she can reclaim rights to her music catalog, which a lot of artists have been doing
lately.
You don't like it?
I hate it because it doesn't sound the same.
It's okay. But they got to get their money.
No, I get it. I understand it. But when you listen to This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan, you listen to the newer version of it, the one he just recorded, it don't sound the same.
I didn't even know he did that.
See, this is a producer's ear and an engineer ear that I have, like been shaped by being in music and being in the studio or whatever a lot. So there are certain things that I can hear.
Yeah, you could tell.
Like, so it bothers me. It does.
I can get that.
So, but I get why they're doing it. But,
they gotta get their money. I wonder if Salt and Pepper would take after that, because you know they've been having some issues too.
No. Okay, so
take it too far.
You are. But them vocals that was about 40 years ago. Dude, pushing vocals.
Well, with Ashanti.
Pushing.
Okay. It might sound a little rough. I think Ashanti can pull it off where it's going to sound different. It's okay, but she still has vocals. I mean, Baby was on there on Foolish, Happy, Foolish.
Yeah.
I mean.
What a... You said Foolish twice.
I mean.
Happy, Foolish, and Baby.
Yeah.
One title songs. So I don't know. But Salt and Pepper though. Ooh, baby.
Oh, that would be different.
Oh baby.
Yikes.
They about 60 now, right? Salt and Pepper.
Let's see. Let's check it out.
Real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, just a real quick check and a gauge. Well, right. Damn. Salt, she's 60, and Pepper, she's 59.
They've been smoking Bison and Hedges.
Right.
Come on, man. Drinking E&J. Old English. Oh, that is back. Jack drinking 40 ounces 40. Back then. Ooh, baby.
That was crazy. My mom said back in the day, she grabbed a 40. That was a vibe.
Oh,
yeah, she told me that.
She was on?
Before she was saved.
Don't be a menace to South Central. Yeah, drink your juice and all.
Hey, look.
That she was on?
My mama from the East Boogie. So, you know.
We love you, Mama Hustle.
Hey, Mama.
Okay,
love
we
you.
Like that.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's cancer season. Happy birthday to those intuitive, protective, and deeply empathetic cancers.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rapper who did his big one on 6'7". Happy birthday to Corey Gunn. A happy birthday to singer and the youngest member of Fifth Harmony, Dinah Hanson. A happy birthday to actor, comedian, voice actor, and best known for his role on Scrubs. Happy birthday to Donald Faison. A big happy birthday to actress known for her role on The Devil Wears Prada. Happy birthday to Meryl Streep. And last but not least, sending over some birthday love to reality star, personality, model, and actress who is still going strong on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Happy birthday to Portia Williams.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Jessica Newbill, Jamar Gardine, and Chris Hagerine. Happy birthday to Shannon Garrett, Maria Adame, and Ed Tillman. Sending birthday love to Mia Rhea, Jess Evans, and Shanika Brown. Happy birthday, Isabel Ross, Natasha Tibbs, and Tony Jimerson Sr. Happy birthday, Philip Martin and Ashley Todd. Plus, sending birthday love to Will Will, Erica Richards Reese, and everybody else born on June 22nd. Happy birthday, Cancer. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Danny.
Hey, Danny. What you doing on this Monday?
This is not my kids off in summer school.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yep. We know you got some good air fresheners in there. What you got?
I do. I got dragon fruit, black ice cream, Caribbean salami.
Lord,
you got them. You got them going at the same time. Or you just got them on standby.
I just got them all at the same time.
Oh Lord, okay. Damn! Nostrils just going crazy. All right, Danny. Two tickets to the Bigger Than Life Fest are on the line. You got to finish these lyrics in order to secure them. You ready?
I'm ready.
As soon as I found that I flipped that, I'm a little bit different. They get it. No, I'm stiff on the she dig. Trying to find out why baby ain't all in the mentions. No, she ain't get no DM from me. This wrist, it ain't free. She be throwing that, yeah, she good at it. Turn around, make her look at it. She like, ha.
I need some shit with a bop in it. I flew past the wheel with a in my mouth watching it swerve with a cop in it.
Yeah.
Okay, yay! Yeah.
Okay. You better represent.
That's what I like.
So if the baby call you on the stage, you go.
I'm ready with money bags, webs.
All of them.
I hear it.
All three of them.
All of them.
Oh, I hear it. Hold on. What, yeah, what block you represent? Where you from?
I actually grew up in the
60s. 60s? Okay, yeah, I hear it.
Still over there by the landing.
Okay, yeah. You're right by Bishop Hogan. Yeah, right there.
Yeah. I went to
the hotel,
graduated
2010. Better let him know.
I hear it up in there. Yeah.
Well, cousin, you are going to the Bigger Than Life Fest. You're going to see everybody, Webby, Trina, and more. Who's going to be your plus one?
So I'm going to take my girlfriend. But actually, I'm in a poly, so we all gonna go together. We gonna buy it.
That's take care of the house.
Party, okay.
Take care of the house. Yeah, get everybody. Everybody gotta go.
Don't
you gonna
leave
have some
nobody
issues.
No.
Can't do that.
You have to rock paper scissors on this one.
I'm weak. Sounds like y'all already doing that.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what stations get you hooked up.
High 103, Hustle and Shine in the morning.